It's time for a Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with interim head coach of the Bruins, Kyle Poole. Bartlesville getting set for a district ball game at Sand Springs this evening. We'll talk about the Sandites in a moment. Bruins coming off a 37-21 loss against Bixby last week. Coach Poole, no moral victories, but still you have to be impressed with the progression that your football team showed last week against the team that's probably going to be in the hunt for a 6A2 state title.
Yeah, you know, I mean, moral victory is not exactly every coach's favorite term. I think Tom Herman wouldn't be too happy if we talked about it too much. But we progress consistently throughout the year. I think we talk about the process with our kids a lot and how it does take time. But that buying in and getting out there and getting ready to go compete is all you can do and continue to get better daily. And we showed that last week against an extremely good Bixby football team. Made a few too many mistakes in the game. I think offensively we missed on a few passes there. Probably bent a little bit more than we needed to defensively. It would have been a little bit different, closer score at the end. But a two-touchdown game against three-time state champ, sure, we're happy with the result, but it just, you know, it wasn't quite our night.
Bixby turned the ball over three times in the first half. That's not even including a turnover on downs. So the defense, once again, came up big. Won the turnover battle, which really is what kind of puts you in the ball game, and I think probably gave you some confidence there the first couple of quarters. How about the defensive performance against the Spartans?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've done a good job with that. I think it's back-to-back weeks now that we've won the turnover battle, and I sure hope that trend continues tonight. You look at some heads-up plays from guys like Tayton Hopkins and just our defense as a whole that's really striving now to get the ball out and get it back to our offense. So definitely a plus for us. Again, the turnover margin is probably the most key stat in all of football. And if we can continue that tonight, put up a few more numbers offensively, complete a few of those balls that we missed on last week, I really like our odds.
Offensively for you all against Bixby, Lake and Cloud has had another nice night, and I'm sure for you it's pretty nice to have a couple tailbacks where you can kind of see how they go and then ride whoever's the hot hand. Lakin did a really good job in the second half last week, had 56 yards in the second half, and offensively that's what kept you guys moving the football and what really gave you a shot in the fourth quarter before things petered out.
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate to have a pretty skilled backfield there with two guys that can do a good job. And, you know, it's been back and forth. One has a good game this week, one maybe the next. And the good thing is they pick each other up when we need it, and it really helps our team. Again, if we can sustain some clock momentum, you know, controlling the clock with the run game, but continue to move the ball as well, it's win-win for us normally. So Lakin's a good kid. He's extremely coachable. He's extremely tough. Attitude second to none. So, you know, a great example for all those young kids out there, what you want to strive for as you get older. And he'll continue to progress. Only a sophomore, so really excited about that.
Sand Springs 4-4. Sandites are 2-2 in district play. Big ball game for you all this evening. And when we watch Sand Springs tonight, probably going to see a heavy dose of number 34 in your program guide, Peyton Scott. It's a guy that carries the ball 30-plus times the ball game. He's averaging more than 200 yards on the ground. He has 21 of their 29 touchdowns on the year. And when you think about Sand Springs offensively, it really just starts and ends with their tailback, Peyton Scott.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that you sit there and keep wondering when he's going to be gone. You know, one, he feels like he's been running forever, and two, he's just that good that you don't want to have to play him year in and year out. So extremely talented guy. Not very big if you look at him and program-wise, but he plays like he's a huge back at times, bounces off people really well, extremely shifty. So we're going to definitely have to work on making sure we account for him at all times. And I think everybody knows that going into a game against Sand Springs. So we prepped for him all week. We've prepped to make sure that we're not falling asleep in the back end for when they do set up their passing game with as much as they run it. And again, Sand Springs is one of those teams that every year we've played them seems to have some trick play up their sleeve. So we've done a lot of prep this week, a lot of getting ready defensively. They've done a great job all year getting themselves ready to play. So I think that's going to continue here tonight.
You guys faced kind of the two-headed monster of tailbacks and Braden Roller and Tucker Pauly last week for Bixby and did a pretty good job against them. Does facing a run-heavy team last week going into another week where they're probably going to be pounding the football even more, does that help or is that overstated?
No, I think it definitely helps. You know, your defense gets kind of, used to what they're looking at and what they're preparing for. But again, you know, they can open up and throw the ball when they want to, so we've got to be ready for that as well. But definitely prepping for a heavy run game, getting the experience against an offensive line like we saw last week is going to be big for us. I don't think their offensive line is quite as good this week, but by no means are they a bad offensive line. They're very talented up front as well. They just happen to have who I probably believe is the best running back in the state behind them. But again, Bixby had two huge, talented running backs. that did a lot with the ball. So definitely good prep for our front. We gained Brady Wano back this week and some limited reps, hopefully more so than not. And, again, we just got to go out there and trust our training, what we've done Monday through Thursday, and we'll go out there and attack Sand Springs tonight.
Do you feel like your program, and especially this, the team, has got a little bit of momentum? That's a victory against Sepulpa and then a nice performance against Bixby. Kind of feels like things are trending in the right direction in front of arguably the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, you know, and it's the same thing I've been saying for, a month now or however long it's been. We had some turmoil early. We've made a few changes, and we just talk about a process. That's what it is always. It's day by day. It's paying attention to the details and being accountable for what you're doing, worrying about your actions. And if we can do that and we've continued to do that, we're going to continue to get better. And you've seen the progress and everything in that process, so I just think that hopefully continues tonight.
Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole ahead of the Bruins and the Sandites this evening on K1. Coach Poole, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you tonight.
Thanks, Evan.